Lesson 13. More than just a pretty flower. The Winkle family lived in the town of Alkmaar in Holland. There was Mr. Winkle himself, his wife Elizabeth, and their 7 children. Winkle had a flair for business, and the family was well provided for. He kept a tavern in Alkmaar and also raised tulips, which were just then becoming fashionable in Holland. Sadly, sometime between 1631 and 1635, the date is uncertain, Elizabeth died, leaving her husband a widower with 3 boys and 4 young girls to care for. More misfortune was to follow. In 1636, Mr. Winkle died. In those days, it was not uncommon for children to lose both parents, and in fact, the Winkle children were luckier than most. Thanks to its trade with the East Indies, Holland was one of the wealthiest countries in Europe. Money was being poured into fine houses in Amsterdam and Haarlem, into paintings and other works of art, this was the age of Rembrandt and Frans Hals, and into all manner of luxury goods. But money also went into such innovations as government-run orphanages. And it was to the Alkmaar orphanage that the 7 Winkle children were taken, where, you may be sure, they were very unhappy, although well cared for by the standards of the time. Winkle's assets had been the tavern, worth very little, and his patch of tulip bulbs planted several years earlier. In the spring of 1636, just before he died, records show that he owned about 70 bulbs, prized for their rarity and beauty, as well as a number of lesser varieties. Several years earlier, the prices that some bulbs fetched at tulip auctions had begun to rise, slowly at first. The trend accelerated as more and more people saw a rare opportunity to get rich. Prices could double in a week. It was important to act quickly. Soon, single bulbs were selling for hundreds, then thousands of guilders. This was at a time when a carpenter's annual earnings were about 250 guilders a year. For a deposit of 100 guilders and a written promise to pay the balance at a later date, a person could buy a bulb worth 1,000 guilders. Then it was just a matter of waiting for the price to double and sell the bulb for a profit of 1,000 guilders. A carpenter could make as much in a week as he could by working for 4 years. Repeat this a few times, and he could now contemplate a life of ease. To raise the 100 guilders, of course, he had to sell his tools. Greed is contagious. The number of buyers increased rapidly even as the supply of bulbs remained unchanged. Those who had been indifferent to the tulip craze now became ardent bidders at the bulb auctions held throughout the land. Most knew little or nothing of business, or of tulips for that matter, but that did not deter buyers. The mania was at its height by February 5, 1637, when Winkle's collection of tulip bulbs was sold at auction, the proceeds to be shared among his children, who, you may remember, were living at the Alkmaar orphanage. Those attending were, for the most part, wealthy connoisseurs seeking to add to their already exquisite collections. This was a unique opportunity for them to obtain some of the rarest, most beautiful tulips in the world, for Mr. Winkle had known just what he was doing when he planted his tulip patch several years earlier. That night, the bidding exceeded the most wildly optimistic forecasts. 70 exceptionally rare tulip bulbs, plus a number of lesser varieties, realized 90,000 guilders, about 12 million today in U.S. dollars. Almost immediately, those involved in the tulip trade were assailed by doubts. Surely, prices couldn't possibly go any higher. All at once, everyone wanted to sell, and no one wanted to buy. Buyers and sellers were stymied in their efforts to settle accounts. Those who had previously agreed to buy refused to take delivery and forfeited their deposits. Those who had bartered their homes for a tulip bulb were now homeless. The Winkle children were not involved in any of this wrangling. The 3 boys and 4 little girls were rich, and their bonanza was secure. But thousands of bewildered traders in the bulb business were ruined. Ironically, Holland never lost its love for tulips. In fact, Holland and tulips are synonymous to this day, as any visitor to that country will tell you.